We're talking with Mike Schulte, of course, with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. 2021, an interesting year for our wheat producers, like a lot of other segments of agriculture. But at the end of the day, when we look at that 2021 crop that we harvested mid-year, turned out to be a pretty good one.
All in all for Oklahoma, 115 million bushel crop, 39 bushel average, 2.9 million acres harvested this year. Certainly one of our better crops that we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years. You know, our 10-year average is running around 100 million bushels. So we came in stronger in this region. We were able to have take some of the benefits of that based on the price in the marketplace of what producers have been offered. Certainly right now, I think producers on edge a little bit about what this next year is coming in with input cost and making management decisions at a time where we are in significant drought conditions. Hopeful maybe that we will still get moisture later this winter in January and February at the time when it's really needed for the crop. Hopefully that we will come in maybe strong this coming year again. Certainly just kind of an interesting time for U.S. wheat overall with the severe drought that we had seen in the Pacific Northwest and the northern U.S. That impacted prices. Loss of yield in Canada and the EU and the Russian markets this past year also has impacted prices. So it has allowed us to be in a good spot for the marketing of this past crop that we had. And I think producers had certainly taken those opportunities. But I think that there still is concern on the horizon just about where we are headed with input cost and inflation cost of what it's going to take to make these operations work here in the next year or two.
Are you pretty pleased that 2021 crop, the samples that Plains Grains gathered, and they looked at all the various quality attributes of the crop, pretty pleased at what the final numbers showed us?
Yes. I mean, we had the highest test weights we had seen ever in my tenure at the commission, which is, 12 years now. So we had 63, 64 pound averages. So it wasn't uncommon for us to have test weights at 66 pounds in the southern parts of Oklahoma, as well as in northern. Certainly we saw really good qualities overall in southern and central Oklahoma because the producers were just able to get the crop out in a more timely manner once they were able to get into the fields. Mm-hmm. Harvest did have its challenges of getting this crop out. It certainly was an unusual harvest from that standpoint of producers trying to get in the field and then having rains come in. And, there was always this concern, are we going to have sprout damage? Are we going to have lower test weights? Are we going to be impacted? We did see lower test weights in areas of northern Oklahoma because producers really did struggle as the wheat was ready to get into the field in those regions. But overall, for the average of the state, the overall quality was really exceptional. And we had a really good quality to market into the international market based off of hard red winter wheat. Certainly, the wheat was not able to be sourced in the Pacific Northwest or the northern U.S. where we had the hard red spring wheat crop. And so the international market did look at us in the hard red winter wheat market. We also had bilateral trade agreements that were signed 2 years ago by President Trump. That was very beneficial for us in the movement of our wheat. Prior to that, hard red winter wheat moving into the Chinese market, which is something that hadn't been seen in 20 years. So China returned to the marketplace last year, and this year they are buying. We're on par for where we were at this point last year as far as shipments. I suspect that we will have robust trade still take place with them through the remainder of the year based off of the indications and numbers that we are seeing. But to see hard red winter wheat move into that market that is traditionally a soft white or a hard red spring wheat has been exciting for us. We are working on end-use quality functionalities for that market for things that they would want to use for steam breads as well as noodles. And so to see that export market open up from the Southern Plains has been exciting to see. I suspect as we move forward, our hope is that we can continue to keep that momentum building with that market.
I would think that for those producers that kept some of their 2021 crop for marketing here at the end of the year or even into the new year, maybe a nice extra Christmas present, current price, around the $8 level?
Yes. So, we've seen a price drop recently from where we were at Thanksgiving, but then yesterday we saw prices spike again. So the market did go up yesterday. It is slightly up again today. I suspect that while we saw loss in the month of December, part of that was just because we had seen the crop being harvested in other parts of the world, which would be Australia and China. That probably has hurt the overall market just based on the market correcting itself from what we're seeing. But the fact remains that, you know, we still are in significant drought conditions here in the United States as well as in Canada and the EU. And so if we continue to move forward without moisture, I think we're going to start seeing some spikes. And I think we're going to see the market react to that moving forward, because we are going to be the next person in the marketplace that the crop is going to be coming in from. And so I think, we, you know, no doubt, if things remain like they are projected the next 3 or 4 months, we could certainly get into a weather market here again in the United States, and we could see that price go higher.
For our Oklahoma wheat crop that we'll be harvesting next June, obviously it's worrisome to see how dry it is right now.
It is worrisome. I think, you know, there sometimes are benefits to that. Overall, we have really good stands. I mean, we were able to get the crop out. It certainly was a struggle for certain areas of central Oklahoma. But we had better planting opportunities this year in northern and northwest parts of the state than we had last year. I think in southern Oklahoma, certainly as well, you can go out there and the crop is planted. We do have nice stands. But we are noticing that the wheat does have a bluer tint to it now. And I think producers are, you know, still trying to weigh those options of what things look like for top dress and what the price of that looks like and what we've already got in the crop from applications that have already been made to the crop and what kind of applications are we going to make moving forward based on what we are seeing in the field. It's really interesting. I certainly have been in the western part of the state, do not see the cattle out on wheat that we normally see just because it's not available. So I do think that if we would happen to get moisture in February, March, and April, the cattle haven't been out there, we could potentially see more wheat being harvested from this region too. You know, I think it just is, it all depends on what Mother Nature deals us here in the next 3 or 4 months. But I am still hopeful that if we can get rain at the end of January, February, and maybe in the spring months, that things might be good for us.
You mentioned fertilizer. You mentioned the top dress decisions ahead. These prices of fertilizer are just astronomical, and that will obviously impact those decisions.
It certainly will impact those decisions. I think it impacted decisions on management from what was put out either behind the drill or in the field during planting season. I know a lot of producers that cut back on phosphorus. I think that certainly has impacted us just based on the push that is available to, has been available to the crop. So I've heard some producers say, you know, I did that because I was thinking that I would go ahead and then put my nitrogen on later and hopefully push maybe higher protein opportunities for my wheat crop when that really is timed right to make sure that that happens. I think that producers certainly are going to be weighing those options. But I think also we're going to be looking at several factors in the market as what we do bring in. I think protein is certainly going to be a big factor moving into the marketplace this coming year, just because the last 2 years we haven't had as high of protein crops in the southern plains. We certainly do not have any stocks in the northern U.S. or in the Pacific Northwest to source from previous years. And so I do think that there are going to be premiums that are going to be paid for higher protein wheat. And I think producers are going to be trying to manage for that also moving into the future.